Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy, sir, of the 2020 Podcast, LLC. Please say the LLC. And before you listen to this episode, I just got to let you know, I need you to stop what you're doing. Go to blkrenaissance.com, and I need you to shop for the culture. That's right. Anytime you use the promo code LLC20 at Black Renaissance Clothing's website, you will get 20% off your order. Off rip. No questions asked. So do me a favor and do it for the culture. Peace.
Hey, this is KJ, and I have a question for you. When was the last time you got something nice for yourself? That's what I thought. So why not visit www.theblurredsyndicate.com and get something that will help you express who you really are. They've got shirts, mugs, purses, mouse pads, and even aprons for the gorillas of the family. So if you're a fan of anime, pro wrestling, or hell, even the Golden Girls, The Blurred Syndicate has got you covered. Also, if you use the code LLC20 at checkout, you'll get 20% off your order. So what are you waiting on? I got mine. Come get yours. And remember to join the BS.
Hi guys. It's Mr. I'm Just Being Honest, host of the Truth Serum Podcast, podcast for the people. You can find me on Spotify, Anchor, and Buzzsprout. More networks coming soon. Happy listening.
The self-destruct sequence has been activated. Repeat, the self-destruct sequence has been activated. This sequence may not be aborted. All employees proceed to the emergency car at the bottom platform.
Okay, we lit it just like a fuse, so no need to pick and choose. Welcome to 2020, where we do more than interviews. The hottest beat coming through, jumping knowledge on all that you get. A pick of the front of you with the truth that they offer you. Yeah, hands up, we doing it for the culture. To give artists and businesses more exposure. Keeping it real and stay silent just like a boulder. It's about to go all the way down, can't get no lower. Chasing my dreams, know that they get no slower. But if I stay running, I promise they getting closer. Moreover, success my older. And if you're sleeping on me, I'm waking them up like Folgers. I told you, coming from the land with the Tyrol, where we'll be on the whole different vibe, though. We like to ride slow and keep our windows tinted so you really can see us. Like Stevie Wonder waking up with his eyes closed. Yeah, got the kind of flow that rocked the boat. On my 16s of pounds of dope. And if you figure you can hang with me on the mic, then grab some rope. Matter of fact, better grab some hope while you at it. We keep it live, it's time to tune in. Turn up the sound on what you're using. It goes so hard, I think it's bruising. The show is 2020, no need to zoom in. Yeah.
Hey, y'all. Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Kay Marie, and welcome to the Women's Roundtable of the 2020 Podcast, LLC. Please say the LLC every single time. I'm excited about what's to come. How y'all feeling?
Doing all
right. Good. Gucci. Oh, Gucci. Wonderful. You want to go around and introduce yourself? Like I said, I'm Kay Marie.
We'll start over here.
Yeah.
Takiyan.
Kirsten.
I'm Nene.
I'm Tracy.
All right. And we might have a couple more guests to join us. Don't worry about it. You know, if we multiply, you're welcome. So I decided to do an icebreaker today. So I did a little card pull, if you will. Just an oracle card. Nothing, you know, nothing crazy. And so y'all want me to go? Y'all want me to pull mine over first? Or you all, well, the bottom of the deck will speak up. So I guess we're going to talk about some things today. And we have our wonderful jar that we have been using since last night. And boy, it has some things in it. Now, brunch was fun, guys. Brunch was real fun. But, ooh, y'all don't even know what's left in there. So that's crazy. So, mine says rage and Medusa. I actually literally have this in the poem right now. And, wow. Yeah, it just really and in the poem I'm just saying there's no coincidence to my resemblance to her. I call this the reckoning. I call this the wreaking of the havoc. Like it's a you know what I mean? I low-key want to read it, but not because it's not finished, it's in editing. So yeah, so that's what mine, boom. That's what mine say. What you got? Oh, you got two.
Yeah. It said, oh shoot. Seasons and grief.
Now here's the thing. seasons and grief together, it just means in everything that you do, you have to grieve something.
Yeah.
Right. So you have to let something go. So even if you're like losing a friendship, maybe somebody that was close to you for a long time and, you know, you're separating yourself from them, you're dismissing that, or maybe you're dismissing a job. You have to grieve that. Or maybe there was this idea that you had of your life looking like this before this happened. And you have to, you know, you have to let go of that notion and just accept what is and, you know, walk forward from that. So maybe
I can definitely.
When you start looking back into your brain, I know I hit a nerve when you start. All the whites of her eyes was out. So, so you know, it's just season. So just keep going. And, you know, when you have to let things go, I encourage you to let those things go and keep trucking. Hold on to the things that matter.
I encourage that. Okay, I ain't gonna look in your eyes no more. They people eyes start watering. I was like, oh no, no, I ain't mean to do that. No, you good? What you got, Kay?
Resistance.
Ooh.
Oh, resistance.
Ooh.
Hmm.
You fighting the grain?
A
you
bit.
Fighting what you supposed to be doing? Yeah.
I was thinking that. I was like, you tussling with something. That's
you know you're supposed to do X, Y, and Z, and here you are. Ah, double dutching it. Yeah, nah, go on, jump on in. Yeah, this just the confirmation for it. That's all. Go ahead. Yeah, uh-oh. Well, wasn't it you last night in the corner? I'm 31. I do what I want now. Wasn't that you?
Yeah, that was me.
Wasn't that you?
That was me.
Yeah, it's time. Here we are. Let's go, Nay. Chef Nay, chef in charge, okay?
Intuition.
Trust it.
Got it.
That's less. It. Trust it. So many times we question ourselves on things that we know that we know that we know that we know that we know. All five senses tapped in and sixth sense for those that, you know, if you know, you know.
Hey,
but
I saw what you
know what I mean? So there's that.
I literally went through something that was like a confirmation cleanse.
Yep, yeah. You right in the camera. If you're gonna go by, go by. I'm gonna call you out. I'm gonna call you. Ain't no way around it. You hear me?
Yeah,
it's all good. Yeah, you in there. Okay, you in there. All right, let's go. Let's go.
So I have manifestation.
Ooh, you speaking? Just pull that mic to you. Yeah. One
manifestation.
More time. Are you believing the things that you speak? Are you believing that you have the power to speak the things that you desire?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Are you walking in that authentically?
I am.
Your heart jump.
I am. I think I manifested this panel right here.
Okay. Yeah. Tell me more about that.
I guess for me, like I have been just kind of a loner a little bit, and I have been kind of asking to, you know, can I pull my tribe in, you know? So maybe this is, you know, the start of something like that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Tribe. We always, look, us women, we need to find more. Yeah. Like-minded women so that we can have times like this. I was hoping Sade was going to be able to make it today. But she not y'all. But we were talking so many nights about doing like a sister circle. Because I'm all about the healing, and that's why I needed to know what we were dealing with before we got into the conversation. Just know how you about to answer these questions. Okay, I need to challenge you because you in your season. I know you need to let something go. Okay, what is it? You know, we diving in. You know, and don't get nervous like that. Your heart and your neck.
Like, let's
I'm not going to make you incriminate yourself. Right. Woo!
Yeah.
She said, yeah.
it's definitely been a season for me, definitely. I did lose a job or like transition, like I'm still in the same profession, but going, it was just the way things were handled that upset me a lot.
Yeah.
I'm the type of individual, I don't like my time to be wasted or feel like that I'm not appreciated too on top of it for what I do. Because what I do, you know, it comes out of a place of love, especially when you're an educator. You know, if you know that is your purpose in the area that you're supposed to be in, everything you do it out of love.
Right.
And then for someone in authority to say, well, I feel like what you're like, I see what you're doing, but it's not enough for me. You know? And so, yeah, that hurt. And it got to the point in which I basically put myself on the back burner for that job. And I lost myself for like 2 years. I lost myself in it. And it had got to the point in which I was like, you know, I just really just need to get back to me. Like, I need to put myself first. But it was just that whole month of May was like terrible. And so I'm trying, like, I'm learning how to let it go, even though, you know, I did find another place of employment and everything, like, which is not hard for me. But it was still just the way everything just kind of went about. It was just, to me, unprofessional, and it just didn't sit right with me.
You felt like you were handled, like the way that it
mishandled.
Happened. You know, thank you. Like mishandled, just
yeah, just not appreciated. It's like, you know, you didn't appreciate what, you know, we did. You know, right. Because it was a lot of people that were there that sacrificed not only time but money. You know,
right.
In order to make sure things were successful for that place of establishment to continue to go. And then for you to come in.
Hey, sir.
and then for you to come in and be like, you know, I only appreciate these certain people because,
oh my God,
quote unquote, they're my favorites. Then it's like, okay, well, let me go where I feel like I'm appreciated.
Got you.
I'm sorry. I can relate to you with the job thing because I'm going through that same thing right now on the job that I'm on. I just celebrated 5 years in June and I'm one of the oldest people there. So we have like younger people. It's the same thing. I put my all, like when I do something, I do it with excellence. You know what I mean? Like I put my all into it and he knows I come home and complain about everything that goes on. But you still have, like you said, people that have favorites. This is your friend. You know, you hang out with this person after work and they're the ones getting promoted, getting raises, what have you. And it just got to a point for me that I was kind of just thinking, you know what, maybe my time is up there and it's time for me to move on to something better. And maybe sometime God is telling you, well, I think he's kind of telling you or showing you by letting things like that happen. Because if it doesn't happen, you will continue to go back to work, go back to work, go back to work.
Ooh,
but if you are shown, it kind of hits a little bit different.
Yeah, because I had to come back to Grace and just be like, you know, God.
Yeah.
Yeah. So That was my fault. And I prayed and I was, you know, place me where you want me to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if where I previously was where I need to be, then put me back there.
Gotcha.
And it was like the moment all that happened, things just started falling into place.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to ask you if you felt like this was a lesson or if you felt like it was plenty, like what was your emotional, what hurt you the most? I understand that it was you were mishandled, but what is the bigger picture in that? You know what I mean? Like, what was it the most? Did you feel like, oh, I put, because you said I put myself on the back burner to take this job, meaning you didn't know your worth. Right. So I pulled another deck earlier and worth was at the bottom of that deck earlier. And so I knew that was going to be the undertone. So do you feel like you had to be shown like that, like she said, in order for you to learn this lesson so that you don't hit a repeat? Because, you know, the thing about lessons is when you don't learn them, you get thrown into another lesson that's the same one, but it looks different. So it may come in a man. It may come in another job. It may come in a cousin. It may come in your mama. Like you may not know how it's going to come again until you learn the lesson. So do you feel like this was more so that, so that you can, I want you to feel vindicated in how you feel always.
Mm-hmm.
Your emotions matter. How you feel matters, but I always feel like when we go through something of the sort, we have to learn something from it. So do you feel like you can lean more toward the lesson and let some of that angst go? Because you can't get mad at a hoe for being a hoe, right? Yeah. So you can't get mad at evil-hearted people for being evil-hearted people and expect you to be the exception to it as if there's an exception for an evil heart. You know what I mean? Like you were supposed to be the, you know, well, I'm this, I'm doing this, that, and the other. Why don't you see me? Because they, everybody's eyes ain't meant to set on you. You know what I mean? And sometimes we have to learn our lesson the hard way. Otherwise, we're not going to move.
So it's one of those don't, for me, is I feel like I moved too fast and I was impatient. Instead of just waiting and listening for God, I decided to take it upon myself and force that move myself to happen. And so now I'm like, you know, basically if God ain't saying nothing, I just don't need to jump, you know, and move until I, you know, I hear something. So that was the lesson learned for me.
Well, look, we got to clap up for lessons, y'all, because they really do make us stronger, no matter how ugly they may look, how hard they may feel. You know what I mean? In the long run, you know, I went through some hell, boy, but this marriage I got now, boy, what? I'll go through it again just to get this again because it's the peace for me. And so I just encourage you to look for the peace in your next steps, you know, and the alignment with you. This time, so you don't get caught in a loop of lessons again, you know.
But and yeah, this time you will recognize it before it gets to that point, because I've definitely been there. And the lesson that I learned was God was like, I was trying to tell you, you was getting too comfortable. So I had to push you to understand I did this for your own good. You was a little too comfortable. I was trying to go, hey, this ain't it, baby. You got it. And then boom. And then I was like, wow, okay, I got you. I'm listening now. I'm paying attention. I'm sorry. I heard you, but I was like, yeah, I get to it when I get to it. But he was trying to know, it's time for you to get to it. So I that was my lesson from the sign, like literally the same thing. I was too comfortable. Now I realized that my worth was better off somewhere else. And he was like, well, I'm gonna end it for you. Shut it down. And I was like, what? Be like this. But I listened for now. My eyes wide open.
It's definitely a key to learn how to move.
Definitely. Yeah.
Because the ouch hurt different.
Yeah.
And we be salty. You know what I mean? We be fine. And that's what made me ask you that. Like, are you like hurt? Or are you like, dang, this is a real big I told you so? Because it feels more so you're more mad at you for doing what you did in that, as opposed to I let it get to this. I put myself in a position for this to happen to me, you know. So I kind of felt that more so than, you know, them actually. I don't feel like them people had that much power over you to make you that upset for it. You know what I mean? But I see the perspective, and it's always easier, you know, to go ahead. I'm gonna blame you first, then I'm gonna let it simmer. I'm gonna think about that thing.
Yeah.
Damn, was it me? It was you, Kay. What is this? Accountability? Nah, nah. What does that taste like? It's a little tart, huh? So, but I'm big on being accountable for my actions and correcting them. And correcting myself in them and trying not to make the same thing. So if I've done something wrong, you know, I even made posts, you know, hey, look, if I wronged you and you ain't told me about it and I ain't even know or whatever, if I knew or what, my bad. I'm sorry. I'm trying to be better. Don't judge me for yesterday's K, because I'm this K now. I'm trying to be better every time I open my eyes. So yeah.
I'm human.
Yeah, I am human. You know, y'all put me on pedal. I just be me. You know what I'm saying? I just be. But I do strive to be the best version of me every day. So hopefully y'all doing the same thing. So yeah. Speak up. Let's get it.
It's the infamous jar.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. Look, Oh, look, first of all, I was doing this all last night.
So you familiar?
I'm familiar. All right, let's see. Okay. That should be a little Disney question. They said I was pulling Disney questions. They were too innocent. Let's see. Ooh, I like this one. All right. Young Miami says she doesn't want her daughter to be a city girl. Mm. Thoughts?
That's a real do as I say, not as I do.
Exactly.
It really is. It really is. The real question is, you know, people have different perspectives to what a city girl is. So what exactly is a city girl, ma'am? Because what you say a city girl is, don't be what these other girls do. But that's not what she's doing. And she calls herself a city girl too. So what exactly?
Well, see, I'm a little older than y'all. Sex in the City was considered city girls to us.
Talk about it.
Okay. So I'm a little older.
Okay.
Yeah. Talk about it.
Yeah. I can't tell you a Young Miami song.
Yeah.
But I've seen the representation of what city girl, you know, is. I heard some words from her on an interview about that question. And she was saying, I want something better for her. I want something different. I want something better. And Black sent this to my inbox, which I don't know.
Shout out to Black.
Shout out to Black, your boy. Because he was like, what is this, Kay? What is this? You want this to happen and this to happen? Like, but you doing it. You basically are the example of something that you said you don't want her to do, but you're a physical example of it. It's all she sees. It's what's in her face. How you going to talk out both sides of your neck? How can you have it both ways? Is that viable?
I mean, she can play it off as her playing a character. This is mommy's, you know, this is the part that I play like an actor in Hollywood. But I think it's more that hurt. What she does is a lot more damaging, because I think we as Black people, we don't separate celebrities and characters. We kind of like mesh or relate to them more so than I would say white people do.
Mm.
So she could do it that way, but
yeah, we kill off superheroes and they just get another actor.
Yeah.
And keep
the storyline the same.
Yeah. I think celebrities get lost in that character. I think they forget who they are. And you know, with her saying that, because you know, she also made the comment recently, like she getting tired of being a city girl. She don't want to be outside next summer.
Yeah,
or something like
that.
She
said something about her wanting to change how she talks and things like that. And it's like, I get it, but ma'am, the change has to be within you, in my opinion. Like, if this is what you really want, it has to start with you first.
Do you feel like we're judgmental when people say that they want to change? Like, when we talk about Black China, when she became Angela again, did we ridicule her? Did we root for her? Are we being the women that we say that we are when somebody says, like, her? Are we giving her the chance? Like, are we rooting for Young Miami to be, you know, to want better?
I think men were more challenging to Black China. I think the women were happy for her.
Yeah, I was very happy.
It was more men that were.
I didn't
her
see
pushback.
Any women really be like, "Oh, she doing this for publicity." Everything I saw going on with, excuse me, Angela White, formerly known as Black China, was like, they was like, "I love this."
Shout out to Sir. Sorry, there's a lot of movement in the background. Everybody got snacks and chips.
He was giving that one cousin that come out the room.
Right.
Y'all keep on doing. No
worries. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
But no, like with her, a lot of sisters was like, I love the healing that she's going through, and she's taking the measures of this. You can see it when she talks about it now. Like, she's legit. Like,
I want to be better. It's her sincerity.
Yeah.
You know?
You can feel. You felt it. Like, sometimes you can listen to people and be like, but no, you could feel her sincere. Like, I really, like, I want to do better for me and my kids.
You can see it. She looked like a totally different person.
She
does.
She looks
the feelings out and everything. Mm-hmm. I was like, why did she get all that in the first place?
She looks like she feels good.
Because I was like, she was beautiful without
all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Before that,
she was.
Yeah.
But she is.
Yeah. But I think I think when it comes to Young Miami, you would have to see, like, in the public eye, you would have to see that same type of transformation. Like, she could do it in her personal life.
Right.
But I think because she's, the way we were introduced to her is, oh, I'm a city girl. I'm a city girl. I'm a city girl. Mm-hmm. City girls, we be outside. We take these folks' money. Like, we scamming them. Like, we doing all this stuff. It's the stuff you rap about. It's the, you know, well, I'm in an open relationship, but this man don't claim me like that. Like, he not gonna make you, you know.
Right. Or it's like,
if they want to, I mean, but if they want to, have an open relationship, but you can tell by the way she acts,
everybody
not cool
got thirsty.
With it, you know? You can tell by the way she acts, she's not cool with it.
Because
though.
I was doing the math with the baby came in the picture, and I was she knew,
but when it became public, now it's an embarrassment to you because I'm the man. Oh, but he had a baby on me, so now are you the man or she the man?
But she's single, remember?
But she's single.
But see, they like each other real bad, though.
But that don't mean nothing. And so, but that's
no,
what
baby.
You, that's some folks' business, but at the same time,
ain't no way. Ain't no way.
No way.
You got me booked.
Yeah. So
I'm just being realistic. Like, you know, do what you do, sister. If you like it, I ain't loving it, but still.
But if she wants better for her daughter, she'll have to show her daughter
absolutely
that. Because kids are going to emulate what they see.
That's right now.
Whether she tries to prevent it or not, because I'm sure, because the little girl named Summer, when Summer get of age and she get on social media, oh, look at my mom. Look at my mom. And that stuff ain't going away. So I want to be like her. She's pretty. She always have a bag. But what she do to get that bag? You know? And I'm not saying she using her body and doing whatever, because we don't know that part.
Right.
But I'm just saying it's the image.
So funny enough that she, everything is, like I discussed earlier about learned behavior and talk behavior.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't really know what her mom went to prison for, but it's the same thing with her. She pretty much got this from what she saw her mother had to do to survive. So in a way, she's doing the same thing. Now, getting into the music industry is a better route, but at the same time, you're still kind of in this street emulating hot girl lifestyle type thing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. To me, when you get to a certain point, you kind of got to let that little bit go, but sometimes you can't shake that drug off. I still need it. But see,
that's how they was introduced though in the industry. So you have to keep that going because if you stop it cold turkey, what's gonna happen? You lose your followers, you lose whatever endorsements you have.
But does that matter when the growth within yourself matters most? You get what I'm saying? Like,
we're,
I get you.
We back to worth here.
You got, you know, that's,
we back to worth.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I get, I need to do, like, they looking out for me for this and that, but if I'm not okay, I don't need to be doing this. Like, I love y'all, but I got to get me together.
And I feel like true followers are going to understand that.
Yeah.
You know, they all for a journey. They love a success story now. Now, oh, she done evolved from this. And I really feel like maybe that interview sparked something different in her. And maybe she really does want to be something different so that she's this type of role model as opposed to this one. Not shaming anybody or whatever. It's just that it's not the preference for me and mine, baby. So I can only speak
so
on
my thing is, if she's trying to change, then she need to get that show back if she got a revolt.
I have never watched.
I've only seen clips.
I love the show. Like,
is it on Revolt?
Yeah, I love the show, but my thing is like, if she's trying to set a different tone, I feel as if maybe she needs to go and actually try to pitch an actual show and idea. Because when people look at it, it looks as if, oh, Dita gave her a show because they
That's how it ended. Crazy enough, that's how it first came out, as if she gave her that show.
Yeah.
But she's, from the clips of what I've seen her do to other folks, she's really carrying it well. She's really carrying it well because she asked the questions and everybody else was like, she's like, no, I won't know. What's up? What's this? What's that?
Yeah, and I don't think she has to change her show, honestly, because if that's what you want to do and that's your personality, like, we gonna get to real.
Like, and that's her personality? Cool. But if she wants to, because the show don't have nothing to do with her being a city girl. Right?
No.
Like, that's not the overall, as a person who's a fan of the show, because I like the interview she does. Now, do they get a little bit too much for me?
Yeah.
But that's just my personality.
Well, to me, it's about what it's rooted in. Like,
being attached to Diddy?
Yes.
But I mean, if you don't be a city girl, okay.
But
okay.
I guess on the other hand, you feel like I've done my deeds. This was my, I wish I may, you know. I done X, Y, and Z. I'm keeping my, you know.
Maybe. Kim at home, not why I'm in. Yeah. Kim Kardashian and Flippy. You, whatever you done got off this city girl lifestyle, for Kim K, look at the girl, look at that. Yeah, where he?
Kim really wasn't a city girl.
She wasn't a city girl.
No, she started out as a stylist.
She was a tag along.
Kim was definitely a tag along.
She was a
Kim
Kardashian really was a tag along.
The city, I'm gonna be very honest.
Thank you. The one that was
her name was famous from her father.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
The one that was the city girl of the sisters was always and will forever be Chloe. I love Mr. Chloe. Kim really is, and even they say Kim is the boring one. Kim just started really like going outside doing stuff.
Kim don't. No, Kim
doing stuff outside.
No, for the
it was the inside stuff that got her famous.
She, we are so obvious, but in a way, but yeah,
Courtney, that's what really took off.
Really, like
she was inside doing some things.
She was, yeah.
Wasn't even no change.
Yeah. Now the one that, but overall, Kyler really the city girl. Holly is really the city girl, but she a rich city girl. So it's like, girl,
she got scam.
She ain't got to seduce the scheme.
She do not know how daddy is, of course.
She ain't got to seduce the scheme.
Still a hit.
Still
a hit. I gotta go back and watch that show. Just gonna fuck that up.
It was it's coming out.
It's so messy. Oh, Lord.
It is. Watch this. If your ex was on fire, what would you use to put them out? See, messy. Messy. Who wrote it?
This is Mystique.
This is Mr. Everlasting.
And this is the Safe Word.
Safe Word.
Join us this season for all things kinky, all things BDSM, and all things sexy, y'all.
Live and every first and third Friday is when our episodes drop. Find us on your favorite platform and get ready to get safe with the Safe Word.
Safe Word.